Israel backs Ukraine's sovereignty, but fails to mention Russia. By Deborah Brand on February 23, 2022. In its first statement on the Russia-Ukraine standoff, Israel's foreign ministry expressed concern Wednesday over the serious escalation and supported Ukraine's sovereign rights, but stopped short of blaming Moscow. Israel shares the concern of the international community regarding the steps taken in eastern Ukraine and the serious escalation in the situation, the foreign ministry stated. Israel hopes for a diplomatic solution which will lead to calm, and is willing to help if asked. Israel also said it supports the territorial integrity and the sovereignty of Ukraine. A day and a half after Russian President Vladimir Putin said the country has no right to exist. Israel is ready and willing to immediately transfer humanitarian assistance to Ukraine according to its needs and is in contact with the Ukrainian authorities regarding the matter, the statement said. Israel is continuing to engage in dialogue with its partners on ways to get the diplomatic efforts back on track. Earlier on Wednesday, Ukrainian officials in Tel Aviv said they were waiting for Israel to issue a condemnation as the US and many European nations have done. We are waiting for any kind of official reaction from the Israeli side. Because there is no reaction, nothing, a spokeswoman at Ukraine's embassy in Tel Aviv told the Times of Israel. We just really hope that they will do something that sounds the same as our Western allies. Israel has strong ties with both Ukraine and Russia. As such, Kiev has approached Jerusalem to be the go-between with Moscow, but attempts to that end failed last year. The Russians don't want mediation, and no one needs us. There are many others offering to mediate. We said, we are willing to help, in order to try to be productive. If someone wants it, a source said, according to the Jerusalem Post.